This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roots on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversy. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
Insanity reigns. Wayne Allyn Root, insanity reigns. All across America, insanity. I'm going to write a column about my beliefs on guns. This changes nothing. If anything, it makes me more certain we need guns and more certain our nation needs a division, a divorce, a separation. Because we all see the same thing and have such incredibly different responses and reactions. It's so ridiculous. Guns don't hurt anyone. The people behind the guns are the only ones you need to worry about. The mental illness, the decline of morality, the single-parent homes, the idiocy of gun-free zones, the fact that there aren't armed with gun security at every school in America, and the fact that we gave $40 billion to Ukraine. All of that's insanity. So before I get to my guest, I just want to read what the New York Yankees put out today. And I'm a lifelong Yankees fan. I think I'm going to tell the Yankees to go F themselves and never care about them again. This is from the Yankees on Twitter right now. In lieu of game coverage and in collaboration with the Tampa Bay Rays, we will be using our channels to offer facts about the impacts of gun violence, the devastating events that have taken place in Uvalde, Buffalo, and countless other communities across our nation, are tragedies that are intolerable. New York Yankees. It's the same liberal poppycock. It's the same feel-good BS. Hold your hands and sing Kumbaya! Let's take everyone's guns away! And we'll all sing together and walk through the tulips, and there'll be rainbows above, and we'll have a wonderful life. Won't America be better without guns? Turns out the Yankees were as stupid as any liberal politician. Unbelievable. New York Yankees, go screw yourself. All right, Lenny Davis is here, our guest, Chief Operating Officer for SRT Special Services in Las Vegas, which, by the way, provided the security for my and Cindy's wedding back in November. They sent us four fabulous top guys that they had, ex-Navy SEALs, ex-Army Rangers, and they were big, and they made sure my wedding was safe, and me and Cindy were always safe. Thank you, Lenny Davis. He's a former special agent with the U.S. Customs Service and the U.S. Department of Homeland Security with 31 years of experience, and we want to talk about the shooting in Uvalde with Lenny Davis of SRT Special Services in Vegas. Lenny, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Thank you, sir. It's good to be on. Thank you very much.
Yes, you did a fabulous crackerjack job with my wedding, and I just want to say, if that's what you do everywhere you go, then I think everyone who's involved with SRT Special Services has to feel safe. I mean completely safe, like in a cocoon safe. So great job with my wedding. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's been a tough couple of days.
Well, the Uvalde school shooting, 19 kids killed, there's nobody who can, you know, ignore that or make light of that or make excuses for that. No one's going to. But this, to me, as a lifelong gun guy and a member of the NRA, this has nothing to do with guns. There's never been an NRA member, to my knowledge in history, ever convicted of any mass murder. So, therefore, 5 million members of the NRA are standing around protecting you from a mass murder. They're not the mass murderers. So, you know, they've got priorities wrong, liberals and the media, as usual. I think the real issue here is, why did the police wait 40 minutes to an hour to walk into that school when they heard gunfire going on?
Well, and I will preface my statement with this. The investigation is still ongoing. There's so many factors that are going to be talked about and have to be looked at this. The officers that first arrived on the scene, what was their background and training? Have they had active shooter training? You would assume since Columbine, and I mean, I can't tell you how many classes that I have put on and been a part of with both my company and as a subject matter expert with the Department of State and the anti-terrorism program. We do that. I know so many police departments, especially like here in Metro, every officer that's on the street has gone through active shooter. The key to active shooter that we found after Columbine is not waiting for a SWAT team. Get two or three or four guys, the first officers that show up. You basically call it squeeze up. Everybody's like, oh, like, let's go. And you go into that building. You go directly where the gunfire is, and you neutralize this guy. And it's probably the most dangerous thing you're going to do ever as a police officer. But, you know, we have a formula that when you talk about response time, every fifth of the, it says every, the formula is basically every 15 seconds, that's another person being shot in an active shooter. It happens actually way, way much faster than that. And so at that point, I don't know what happened with these guys. I'm only reading part of the response that they got there. There was no officer in the building. The building was not locked. It appears that the door was unlocked, and he entered through an unlocked back door, which is just unconscionable in a school setting. And it took members of the BORTAC, the Border Patrol's BORTAC tactical team. They arrived. The actual Border Patrol agent that shot this guy and put him down was actually off duty because he arrived in civilian clothes, put on his gear, and they went in. He actually, he was wounded, and he was wounded in the top of his head as a bullet basically grazed the top of his head. He shot and killed this guy. And I've seen the wound. He has four staples in the top of his head where this bullet nearly killed him. So that's how dangerous this is. So, again, I don't want to second-guess guys there because I'm not on the ground. I'm not doing the investigation. But the simplest things in the world, there's so much, you know, you were talking about how politics and how people jump onto things like Beto O'Rourke yesterday, I think, was just the most disgusting showboat I've ever seen. And it's not because he's a liberal Democrat and I am not. It is the fact that he just should not. That was just not the time. Those people, there were family members there trying to get information. You don't do that. But everybody wants to make this a political issue, and it's so simple to solve. A school shootings could be damn near erased from the face of the earth. At least in this country, if every school had a single point of entry, and that single point of entry was manned by highly trained either police officers or security officers, armed, highly trained guys that know how to deal with this. This guy would have showed up. I guess he fired several rounds outside the building. As soon as he would have come to the door, he would have been met with deadly force.
Lenny, I'm looking at a story right now at Zero Hedge, one of my favorite websites, zerohedge.com, and it says the headline is Uvalde shooter fired gun for 12 minutes outside the school before entering. He lingered outside for 12 minutes firing shots at people at a funeral home across the street before scaling a fence onto school grounds where he fired more shots and then entered the school through an unlocked door and barricaded himself in a classroom before opening fire on the students in the classroom. So what is your reaction when you hear that police stood around for an hour waiting for SWAT, did nothing, arrested a woman parent, a mother, and also tasered a male parent, a father, and then this kid was outside for 12 minutes before he ever got in the building, and the police still didn't stop him from getting in the building? I would say, again, we don't know the real facts yet, but it looks like police did not do a good job.
Well, based on that, you also have to look at the fact that Uvalde is not a Las Vegas. It's not a major metropolitan area. I don't know what their staffing was at the time, so I'm not trying to make excuses for law enforcement at all. But those things have to be considered: is how many officers were on the street on a day shift, and of course, when the call goes out, everybody in the area, law enforcement hears that and they respond.
So, crazy stuff. Hey, do me a favor, Lenny, just hold on for one sec, because we're going to a break, and I want to keep you over for another segment, okay? So hang in there. Don't go anywhere. As we head to break, I want to mention the sponsor of the show, Energized Health. All you have to do is go to energizedhealth.com. They changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, mostly inner body fat I didn't even know I had, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. That was 19 months ago. Go to energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the master class video, and then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Plus, you'll learn how to inner body or intercellular hydration. The correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life changers. And when you speak to the coaches before you paid a penny, they're going to teach you about that. Make sure you tell them Wainwright sent you. You get 40% off. Your life will never be the same. 40% off with Energized Health. They changed my life. Now give them a chance to change yours. I want every conservative to be healthy. EnergizedHealth.com for the battle ahead. EnergizedHealth.com. We got a big battle ahead. You owe it to yourself to be healthy. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wainwright sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Did you know most vitamin supplements don't even come from food? Even the products with colorful fruits and vegetables adorning the labels are seldom derived from produce. Typically, supplements are synthetic, made in a laboratory. Modern science may synthetically imitate these chemicals, but your body isn't fooled. It knows the difference, and it craves quality materials to build, repair, and fight illness. You need to consume fruits and vegetables daily in a variety of colors, as well as whole grains and other fresh fruits. food. That's why I formulated Balance of Nature. I wanted to be able to give my patients a natural alternative to the cheap, unnatural chemistry by giving them real fruits and vegetables. In fact, the only ingredients inside of Balance of Nature are whole fruits and vegetables. Don't settle for imitation nutrition. Reach for the good stuff, the real stuff.
Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back. The Root's on fire. Fellowship Home Loans is on fire. They are the sponsor of this show. You know that buying a home is perhaps the largest financial commitment you will ever make. You need a friend in the mortgage business. How about two friends? Mike and Brian of Fellowship Home Loans have been my buddies for years, and they've been providing assistance to people just like you for almost 20 years, providing information about purchases, refis, VA loans, reverse mortgages, or often just evaluating your current situation to give you high-quality professional advice about what to do next. Call Mike and Brian. Tell them you're Wayne Root's friend and fan, and you become their friend at fellowshiphomeloans.com. Fellowshiphomeloans.com, 800-804-SAVE. You can call them at 800-804-SAVE. Mike and Brian, tell them Wayne Root sent you, 800-804-SAVE, fellowshiphomeloans.com. We're going to continue with Lenny Davis, Chief Operating Officer for SRT Special Services in Las Vegas, former Special Agent with U.S. Customs Service and U.S. Department of Homeland Security, 31 years of experience. Lenny, so we never got a chance to talk about the police, why they would stand around for an hour waiting for a SWAT team. Don't they have to go in and save these kids' lives?
That is what we have trained since Columbine. What they did, from what I'm understanding, and again, I'm not there, I'm not part of that investigation, but what we are hearing and what is going out in the media that they stalled, and that is just not acceptable when it comes to a response to an active shooter by law enforcement.
And what about tasering parents and putting handcuffs on parents who are saying, you got to get in there, you got to get in there, and they handcuffed a woman who was screaming at them? I just find that to be disgusting. I really do.
Well, I from what I understand, she was doing more than just screaming at them, that she wanted to go into the school. Being a mama bear, I totally get it. understand it, but here's the problem with that, and this is why you have to keep those people out. She walks into the school, even if she was armed and even if she was a world-class shooter, she's not law enforcement. She's not identified as anything other than a woman with a gun. And in that situation, she would be, if a police officer saw a woman come in, saw a person with a gun, they're going to deal with her. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to shoot her right away, but in an active shooter situation, you know, those are that's what you do, is you go and neutralize the threat. And if I'm in an active shooter search in a school, and somebody in civilian clothes walks up behind me with a gun and doesn't have a badge, doesn't have a raid jacket, doesn't have body armor or any kind of uniform on, I'm going to point a gun at them, and that's probably going to be a bad thing for both of us at some point.
Yeah, but I don't think that's what happened. They said, I read the story, and I don't know about eventually, but in the beginning, she was nicely asking them, go in there, my children are in there, you got to save my children. They ignored her, and they wouldn't listen, and they didn't go in, and the gunshots continued, and then she started doing it more stridently, and then she did it more hysterically, and then eventually they thought she was going to go in, but why don't they go in? They've got to go in. People's children are being killed.
Absolutely, and I totally agree with that. And again, the only thing I can say is those officers may have been on the perimeter and been assigned to that, and you have to have that. You have to have an outside perimeter to keep parents and people and possibly even other suspects from entering that school at that time.
No, I understand. As long as the police are going in, nobody else should be allowed to go in, and you got to keep them outside the perimeter. Got it. But if the police won't go in and my kids are in school and I've got a gun and I'm a law-abiding citizen, then guess what? I'll go in if the police don't want to go in. That's my point. If the police won't go in, I could see why the people got hysterical.
Yeah, but what I understand is why she got a, you know, the police were, there were some police officers already in the building when this incident happened.
Gosh, so, and a guy was tasered. One male parent was tasered. I just think it's out of control that the police didn't go in and stood around for an hour waiting for SWAT. I just think that's wrong.
Well, the guys that were handling those people, they were probably perimeter officers,
right,
and that's what that's what they're supposed to do.
Got it.
The guys who made that entry until Bortac got there, I don't know what happened. I don't know why they got hung up. Eventually, it will all come out. It takes time to do an investigation. This isn't CSI Las Vegas where everything is handled in 47 minutes with commercials. So these things take time. That's a huge crime scene. So those things are going to take time. So you've got to, that's going to have to come out. But I'm just so upset because we have this situation where we have this.
Lenny, the problem is we're out of time. We're heading to a news break, and we just can't keep going despite wonderful conversation back and forth between you and me. I love hearing from you. Lenny Davis, Chief Operating Officer for SRT Special Services in Las Vegas. Thank you for being with us, Lenny, and giving us your expertise.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Parents of the 19 children killed inside a South Texas elementary school have more questions than answers about that fateful day. Former FBI investigator Bill Daley says the timeline of events is still unclear.
The next question that wasn't very crisp in that press conference and perhaps will come out a little bit later on is that specific timing around the initial entry to the final breach.
This after police say officers took defensive positions inside Robb Elementary in Uvalde on Tuesday when the gunman opened fire at them instead of calling for backup. Hitting the road this Memorial Day weekend, gas prices have hit a new highest ever milestone. According to AAA, the national average price for regular is now $4.60 a gallon. Diesel prices also sitting at $5.54 a gallon. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supply.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
the show. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com, for quite a while now. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in Southern Nevada. With Memorial Day upon us and our thoughts about soldiers out there and veterans out there and active duty, Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch, and Liberty Projects purchased this property and has repurposed it for multiple military veteran programs. Isn't that wonderful? Including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. What a fitting program for this time of year, Memorial Day. The program is so successful. They're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Projects by playing in their annual golf tournament, June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com. 100% program to help vets and horses. If you play golf, play in the tournament, the Liberty Projects tournament. Annual golf tournament, June 10th, Revere Golf Course in Henderson, Nevada. If you do not play golf or you do not live in the Vegas area and you're listening to the show thousands of miles away, just help support this great organization. Give a donation at vetsandhorses.com today. Vetsandhorses.com. And speaking of vets, we've got Amy Forsyth with us, a Marine veteran, served 5 combat tours, now a Marine combat correspondent, author of Heroes Live Here. The website is heroeslivehere.com. She served 5 combat tours in the United States Marines, and she's here to honor the 80th anniversary of Camp Pendleton and to provide tributes to Marines who served in both Iraq and Afghanistan with her new book, a fantastic new book, Heroes Live Here. Amy Forsyth, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Thank you so much. Great to be with you today.
So tell us about Heroes Live Here. What's the book all about? What are some highlights of your new book?
Thank you so much. As you mentioned, I served 5 combat tours. I'm as a photographer and documenting combat operations and military exercises around the world, really, but the combat operations in Iraq and Afghanistan, and during some really difficult times, 2006, 2008, 2013. And so when I came back to Camp Pendleton, the Marine Corps' premier training base here in Southern California, just north San Diego County, it's a sprawling base with 125,000 square acres of training bases for Marines to train on. There's many tributes and memorial markers for those that were lost during Iraq and Afghanistan in particular. And so I started taking photos, and I thought, well, you know, this would make a nice compilation for Gold Star families or for fellow Marines who never made it back to Camp Pendleton or who's long transferred and just would like to see some of that, how the Marines are being remembered, those of our fallen fellow Marines. And so I put it together in a book called Heroes Live Here. It's really hallowed ground for those, anyone who passed through Camp Pendleton and served in during even World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Desert Storm, and then, you know, the last 20 years. And so some of the features include a story by a Navy Cross recipient, Silver Star recipient. So I have a couple of stories that really will hit home and their reflections on their time serving at Camp Pendleton. And, of course, a story about a fallen Marine who was my boss at the time. Her name was Major Megan McClung, who we lost in 2006, and she was killed in action by an IED. And so when we returned from our deployment, we put a nice, very heavy rock with some etching with her name on it on the top of the hill we used to like to run to. And so that, just there's memorials all over the base, and there's a lot of backstory that a lot of people don't know. But this year marks the 80th anniversary of Camp Pendleton, so there'll be some celebrations as well.
How unusual is it? I mean, I certainly don't know any female Marines. I'm sure there are a few out there. But the fact that you were a female Marine and served 5 combat tours, that's got to be pretty unique and unusual in the Marine Corps today, right? Or is it becoming more and more common?
Well, you know, I joined in 1993, so I had served on active duty and left active duty after 8 years. And just right before 9/11, I stayed in the reserves, and then I got mobilized several times to continue serving, and they needed to call up the reserves for these special missions to document combat operations and escort media out to the front lines. And so a lot of the video footage you see on TV now. It's historical footage, file footage. I see my footage and my photos often on TV. And so all that documentation that went to tell the story and really share the courage it takes to serve in uniform and go forward to a combat zone. And so not common, but glad to that I was able to do my part and serve in the military as a photographer. I learned so many great skills and storytelling techniques, and so I was able to translate that into a great career. I worked as a TV reporter for a while, and then writing this book just seemed like a natural transition or a natural project for me, because I really, it was just a love letter to Camp Pendleton, where I was stationed for many years, and just a passion project to be able to connect the outside community to the base and then, you know, showcase these memorials that a lot of people don't have access to the base, so they don't really know what it looks like on base. And so some of the imagery was mine, and some was of other combat correspondents and people that have shared those with me.
Did you ever get to meet a great friend of mine? I'm looking at pictures of you online. You look a lot like Rita Cosby, my great friend who was on Fox News and CNN and MSNBC as a host and a correspondent and a White House correspondent and an international affairs correspondent. And you remind me of her because she's very, not only do you look like her, but she's very pro-military and always writing books about the military, very patriotic. She's married to a guy who is, his brother is one of the highest ranking generals in the United States military, so they're always at military bases and doing honorary things for the military. Did you ever meet Rita Cosby?
I didn't, but that's such a nice compliment. Thank you. I know. She's one of my favorites, for sure.
And she's fantastic. She is fantastic. She was just at my wedding a couple of months ago. So Rita and I have been great friends for over 20 years, and one of the nicest people I ever met in the media, and one of the few patriots I've ever met in the media. You're now a second one. Tell us about some of the sacrifices you witnessed in all those combat tours for the United States Marines.
Well, you know, it's very combat operations, running and gunning, shooting and moving, out on mission every day, really just to document the combat operations. But I tell you that during that year of 2006 in Anbar province, in places like Fallujah and Ramadi, you might have remembered those names. There's a really strong insurgency there. And so Marines were getting injured and killed every day. And so we just couldn't even keep up with the amount of memorial services. And that's probably my one biggest regret, is that I didn't attend as many as I would have liked to, because I was out on mission. But being able to reflect now and really sort of take a deep breath and realize what had happened over the last 20 years, really to this book will help people reflect, and I hope it brings some comfort and closure to those that served. And if you know any Marines or any service members, you know, now's a good time to kind of put some closure on that. Last August was really tough to watch how the withdrawal from Afghanistan, and you know, everyone who's ever stepped foot on Afghanistan knows that it's an interesting place. It's a special place, and we did a lot of hard work there. The blood, sweat, and tears has to mean something. And so by sharing this with the world and, you know, families especially, I hope that it will bring some closure and really just share that legacy and story, especially for the next generation, that we want to make sure that they're fully prepared and understand the sacrifices have made by others.
I've got a great fan by the name of Dave from Pennsylvania who listens to every minute of this show, and he's a great patriot and a former fireman and just a grandfather watching his kid play baseball. And Dave just sent me a email and says, to your wonderful Marine guest, oorah and semper fi from Dave. So I wanted to make sure I passed that along. And lastly, we're talking to Amy Forsyth, who's written the book Heroes Live Here and is a Marine veteran of 5 combat tours. Lastly, you have veteran service organizations listed at the back of your book to help match organizations with Marines, with veterans in general, but specifically Marine veterans who need help. Give us an idea of some of those service organizations.
Well, Well, thank you for mentioning that, because I felt that it was important to include those because there are so many, and oftentimes it's hard to sift through the right ones, and all of those that are listed in the book are personally connected to me, and I know either the founders or the people that work there, and they're vetted and trusted organizations that I had to include in the book. And so if, for example, if someone's interested in golfing or underwater, like scuba diving, and really wants to give back to the community and work on a great project, they're all listed in there. For example, the Semper Fi and America's Fund, they were one of the original veteran service organizations, are really designed to help Marines and their families pay for costs to visit, let's say, their injured Marine bedside. There wasn't an organization that would pay for a family member to come and be with them if they were injured. So they were based right here at Camp Pendleton and started really by a group of spouses, Marine spouses, around a kitchen table, and now they're helping all services across the country. And so some of those are just my favorite service organizations. And so there's so many out there, generous Americans who want to donate, and they may not know exactly who to donate to. So this is kind of an online directory and registry, and also on the website if they're looking for a great organization that can be personally vetted and trusted. These are some of them. I've got about 25 or 26 in the book, and they're all personal friends and just doing wonderful work.
All right, Amy Forsyth, the author of Heroes Live Here, her website, Heroes Live Here. It's today's our last live show before Memorial Day weekend. We'll have Best of War tomorrow and Monday, so I thought this would be a great interview to get in for Memorial Day weekend. Thank you, Amy. God bless you.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com, for quite a while now. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away vets who need help, and we can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Projects by playing in their annual golf tournament June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at VetsAndHorses.com. 100% of all proceeds are used for the program to help vets and horses. 100%. Government does very little for our vets. It's up to us, freedom-loving patriots, to make it happen. Help support this great organization and enjoy a great day of golf. Register today at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com. June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at VetsAndHorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Way down the roof. The roof's on fire. That song's called Shame, by the way. That song is dedicated to Beto O'Rourke. Shame. Kids died, and you're going to use your political agenda and barge into a meeting and start yelling and screaming and interrupt the governor of Texas talking about dead children. Not just a dead child, which would be bad enough, but 19 dead children. Two dead teachers. Terrible. Shame. Sponsor of this segment of the show is Kyle LeBrew, who's running for Congress in Missouri. And you go, why is a guy running for Congress in Missouri sponsoring the entire Wayne Root radio show? Because he's a huge fan of Wayne Root and a huge fan of this show. And he's become a friend of mine, and he's a great guy. And he wants to tell you that there are still good candidates out there, America First conservatives, unapologetic conservatives, who believe in you, the people, who don't want more Republicans in Congress for the sake of more Republicans in Congress. He wants real Republicans, good Republicans, fighting Republicans, warrior Republicans. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder, says Kyle LeBrew. We need politicians who have not ruined our country to enrich themselves, but who know they represent you, the people, or we, the people. Kyle is fantastic. Kyle knows that government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we already tax too much. He's just a perfect MAGA candidate. If you like him, I don't care where you live, send him a few bucks. KyleLeBrew.com. Kyle LeBrew, L-A-B-R-U-E, KyleLeBrew.com, running in CD4, Congress, Congressional District 4 in Missouri. Support Kyle LeBrew, a conservative fighter for Congress. KyleLeBrew.com, paid for by Kyle LeBrew for Congress. So I thought I'd save this last segment for a particular issue that I had never had a chance to discuss today, because I've been talking about the shootings in Texas, the mass shooting at school in Texas, and my response to it all, which is very different than the average liberal and the media's, and the average Hollywood actor. But I want to get to another topic in this segment, which is the death of Ray Liotta. Ray Liotta might have been one of my three favorite actors of all time. I love loved Ray Liotta. I can't love him anymore. I can only past tense love him. He's gone. He died. If you did not hear, overnight, on a movie set, sound asleep in the Dominican Republic, sleeping in his hotel, getting ready to go back to the movie set in the morning. But a movie set in Dominican Republic, and he died in his sleep. What I would guess would be a heart attack or a stroke. I'm sure you'll find out it's vaccine-related, but you'll never find out it's vaccine-related. It will be vaccine-related, but you'll never hear about it in the media. They'll never even mention it. They'll never even ask the question. His family will never ask the question. That's what's so amazing. So many people are dropping dead or triple vaccinated and double vaccinated, but in particular triple vaccinated. They didn't think anything of it. It's like, listen, I took a smallpox shot. I took a polio shot. I took this shot, I took that shot. Why would I have a problem with a COVID vaccine? They've been convinced and brainwashed that it's no big deal. It's a gigantic big deal. I've taken all the other vaccines, and there's nothing wrong with me. I'm in perfect health. But man, if I'd taken that COVID vaccine, I think I'd be dead now. I really do. I think I'd be dead, knowing my body and knowing that I've got perfect health because I work out 90 minutes a day, every day, sometimes even 2 hours, knowing that I eat a perfect non-gluten diet, high-protein keto diet, knowing that I take such good care of my body and I take 100 vitamin pills a day, and knowing the things that were wrong with it before, and knowing that I'm part of this energized health program and I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, knowing all those things, if I had gotten the vaccine, I believe there's a chance I'd be dead now of a heart attack. And I believe I'd have other major problems, like a good friend of mine who's an accountant who got the COVID vaccine and almost immediately got a shingles outbreak in her eyes. And she had to eventually be put into a coma. And her eyes, the retinas detached in her eyes. She went blind in one eye, almost went blind for the rest of her life in both eyes, and almost died after getting the COVID vaccine, and has never really gotten better, is separate from the fact she's lost an eye. She's blind in one eye. She's had massive problems with her health ever since. And this is happening to so many people I know. One of my great friends said today, told me how one of his relatives, who's the same age as him and me, exactly 60 years old, never sick a day in his life, got the vaccine, within 3 weeks found out he had cancer all over his body and died this morning. Another friend told me about how his mother is 80-something years old, went to a doctor last year before she ever got a vaccine, and the doctor did a heart exam and said, your heart is like a 20-year-old. You are amazing. Your heart is no different than the day you were born. It's working so well. A year later, after she took the vaccine, she's got massive heart problems. They said her heart is like the heart of a 95-year-old. This happened in 1 year since she got the vaccine. Ray Liotta is now dead. Actor in Goodfellas. I have no inside information. I don't claim to know why he died. Maybe he died of old age. Maybe he died of drug use. Maybe he was in a hotel room and there was carbon monoxide poisoning. You never know, but I'll be willing to bet you the odds are pretty good. He died suddenly in his sleep of a heart attack or stroke brought on by a vaccine. It's happening all across America. It's terrible. It's awful. The media is involved in a gigantic cover-up. Doctors are still pushing vaccines. The CDC is still pushing vaccines. The death toll keeps going up. Life insurance executives say death rates are up by over 40% across the board. Non-COVID deaths. The numbers are numbing, and high-profile people continue to have strokes, heart attacks, and die. When are we going to do something about it?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.